Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth. This is Blog Talk Radio, April 18, 2020, and this is Amazing Grace Ministries. We are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, filling in for Dr. Maria Carey, who is President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Announcements: stay home, save lives. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Tune in to hear another exciting lesson that's going on this month of April. The theme is Be Sober and Vigilant Against the Attacks of Satan. The lesson title is Raising the Standard with My Praise. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Scriptures, Nehemiah 8. 9 through 11, and this is the King James Version, and Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites still all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. Jeremiah 30, 16 through 18, and this is the King James Version. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be spoiled, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord, because thy called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seek after. Thus said the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Acts 16:32, King James Version. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And I have some definitions. When you say raise, raising is the present participle. Lift or move to a high position or level, increase the amount, level, or strength of, cause to occur or to be considered, to collect, levy, or bring together. That's like money or resources. When you say standard, a level of quality or attainment, an idea or things used as a measure, the norm or model in comparative evaluations, a tune or song of established popularity, or a military or ceremonial flag carried on a pole or hoist on a rope. When you say praise, express warm approval or admiration of. The expression of approval or admiration for someone or something. When you say joy, joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness, to rejoice. Let's get into our lesson. We have been talking about being sober and vigilant for the month of April. Paul warns us of the dangers that Satan possesses to God's people. Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5 and 8. We went further to state that it's a mindset. We are living in a time where we must be sober-minded. In 2 Timothy 4 and 5, Paul exhorts Timothy to be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. And that's the English Standard Version. The term sober-minded literally means free from intoxicating influences. We speak of a person who is not drunk with alcohol or high on drugs as being sober. His or her mind is not under the control of a dangerous outside force. So to be sober-minded does not mean living a sour, joyless existence. In fact, sober-minded Christians are to be continually filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:22, this is the King James Version, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Acts 15:32, and Judas and Silas, being prophets, also themselves exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Eliminating foolishness, frivolity, and mind-numbing silliness from our lives allows us to focus on what is real, eternal, and inspiring. We are in a war. This coronavirus pandemic seems to be taking over. It has claimed so many lives all over the world. However, people are also being healed from the virus. There are so many saints going home to be with the Lord Jesus, but there are still soldiers here, and we must continue to fight that good fight of faith, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. 2 Corinthians 4:10-5, and this is the New Living Translation. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. We must continue to raise the standards of excellence to show this world which God is still in control. This is a spiritual battle, and our war cry is our praise. Hallelujah. The Bible states, in all things, give thanks, and this is the will of the Lord concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-19, King James Version. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Psalms 92:1-3. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. God hears our praise and he reacts to those praises. We cannot get depressed. We cannot get anxious. We cannot feel sad. But we have to press in to the higher call of Christ Jesus. Yes, there are times when we are not feeling it. We get overwhelmed and it looks like everybody is dying and this corona's taking over. Yet, God is still in control and we still have the victory. This battle is not a flesh and blood fight. This battle is supernatural. This battle is spiritual. So we praise God when we don't feel it. We have to praise God in the good times and in the bad times, because there is no bad times with God. God can make all things new. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Paul tells us to press towards the mark for the prize. Philippians 3:14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. This battle is supernatural, spiritual warfare, and this virus has come from Satan. To fight it, we must be armed with the right armor. One of those tools is our praise. How many of us have a praise? Hallelujah. This is just a review of spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is the conflict between good and evil. It is the ongoing battle between two diametrically opposed kingdoms, God's kingdom, which is good, and Satan's kingdom, which is evil. It is a spiritual conflict. Spiritual warfare also manifests, and when you say manifest, that's when you're able to see it. It is in the natural realm of flesh and blood. Humans are caught in the middle of this conflict and may participate in the struggle on either side. We're going to talk about the weapon of praise. The grounds of praise. Sometimes God is praised for his characteristic qualities and his majesty. Psalms 104:1. For his holiness, Isaiah 6:3. Fills the mind and is glorified as God, Romans 1:21. In view of what he essentially is. More frequently, he is praised for his works and creation, providence and redemption. References may be dispensed with here, for the evidence meets us on almost every page of the sacred literature from Genesis to Revelation, and the book of Psalms in particular, from beginning to end, is occupied with these themes. When God operates under these aspects, presents themselves not simply as general effects of his power and wisdom, but as expressions of his personal love to the individual, the nation, the church. His works becomes benefits, and praise passes into blessings and thanksgivings. Psalms 34:1-3, Ephesians 1:3, 1 Peter 1:3. Psalms 34:1-3, and this is the King James Version. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. The man who praises God desires to praise him in the hearing of other men, Psalms 40:10, and desires also that their praises should be joined with his own, Psalms 34:3. Further, the spirit of praise is a spirit of song. It may find expressions in other ways, in sacrifice, Leviticus 7:13, or in testimony, Psalm 66:16, or prayer, Colossians 1:3. But it finds its most natural and its fullest utterance in lyrical and musical forms. When God fills the heart with praise, he puts a new song into the mouth, Psalms 40:3. We're getting into the text. Nehemiah takes notice of the people weeping in the 8th chapter. This day was holy. It is called a Sabbath, Leviticus 23:24, and therefore was to be celebrated with joy and praise, not as if it were a day to afflict their souls. They forbade the people to mourn and weep, Nehemiah 8:9. Be not sorry, Nehemiah 8:10. Hold your peace, neither be ye grieved, Nehemiah 8:11. Everything is beautiful in its season, as we must not be merry when God calls to mourning. So we must not frighten and afflict ourselves when God gives us occasions to rejoice. Even sorrow for sins must not grow so excessively as to hinder our joy in God and our cheerfulness in his service. They commanded them to testify their joy, to put on the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. So in the midst of the storm, we praise God. Come on, people of God, give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your holy name. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is my strength, in James and Philippians. James 1:2-4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whether you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Philippians 4:4-8, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Let it not be a carnal, sensual joy, but holy and spiritual. The joy of the Lord, joy in the goodness of God, under the direction and government of the grace of God, joy arising from our interest in the love and favor of God and the tokens of his favor. We are the apple of his eye. This joy will be our strength. Therefore, encourage it. It will be our strength in the midst of this corona pandemic. The joy of the Lord is the gladness of heart that comes from knowing God, abiding in Christ, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus exemplifies joy in his ministry. Jesus described himself as a bridegroom enjoying a wedding feast, Mark 2:18-20. He rejoiced in the Holy Spirit, Luke 10:21. He spoke of my joy, John 15:11, and promised to give his disciples a lifetime supply of it, John 16:24. Joy is reflected in many of Jesus' parables, including the three stories in Luke 15, which mention rejoicing in the presence of the angels, Luke 15:10, and end with the joyful shepherd, a joyful woman, and a joyful father. Nehemiah told the repentant Israelites that the joy of the Lord would be their strength, Nehemiah 8:10. The early church was characterized by gladness and the joy of the Lord, Acts 2:46-52. And the joy in the Holy Spirit is a distinguishing mark of the kingdom of God, Romans 14:17. Those who are part of the kingdom share in the kingdom's delight. Joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. In fact, it is our Christian duty to rejoice in the Lord, Philippians 3:1 and 4:4. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, in Christ, the believer is filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. 1 Peter 1:8. Because of its supernatural origin, the joy of the Lord, our gladness of heart, is present even through the trials of life. As we fight this virus, get ready. Jesus is on his way back. We know we are children of God, and no one can snatch us away from him. John 10:28-29. We are heirs to an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, and no one can steal it from us. 1 Peter 1:4. Matthew 6:20. We see the author and finisher of our faith, and let the enemy rage ever so much, we know who wins in the end. Hebrews 12:2. This is the King James Version. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Psalms 2:12, King James Version. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. In conclusion, we raise the standards by our faith, because our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Adverse circumstances, talking about coronavirus right now, instead of hindering our faith, can actually enhance our joy. Paul and Silas knew adversity as they sat with their feet in the stocks in a Philippian jail cell. Their legal rights had been violated. They had been arrested without cause and beaten without a trial. At midnight, since they couldn't sleep, they sang loudly the praises of the Lord they were serving. A miracle soon followed. Acts 16:25-26, Mr. King James Version. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands was loosed. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord, first and foremost, we repent for sins, knowingly and unknowingly, that we have committed. Then, Lord, we thank you for who you are. You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. God, you are majestic, and we adore you. Lord God, we confess your word concerning this pandemic, COVID-19. And as we do this, we believe and proclaim that your word will not return unto you void, but will accomplish what it says will. Therefore, I believe in the name of Jesus, according to 1 Peter 2:24, it is written in your word that Jesus himself took on our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Therefore, with great boldness and confidence, I say it on the authority of the written word that we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus by faith. Lord, thank you for allowing us to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide, remain stable, and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foes can withstand. We thank you, God, because you didn't say that the weapon wouldn't form. Your word said in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. We are the property of the Almighty God, and Satan, we give you no place in us. Now, Father, because we reverence and worship you, we have the assurance of your word that the angels of the Lord encamp about them and deliver us from every evil work. Every family member, every member of a church, the U.S. and abroad, everyone, friends and neighbors, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, healing belongs to us. Now, Father, we confess that the word of God abides in us and all our loved ones, and deliver us to be perfect soundness of mind, holiness, and body and spirit, from the deepest part of our nature, in our immortal spirit, even to our joints and marrow and of our bones. We have the whole armor of God, and the shield of faith protects us from all the fiery darts of the wicked one, COVID-19. This pandemic, it should not come into our household. It should not come near our neighbors. It should not come in our dwelling places. And those that have attracted the disease shall be healed in Jesus' name. Jesus is the high power of our confession, and we hold fast to our confession of faith in the word. We stand immovable and fixed in full assurance that the world, friends, family are healthy and are healed now in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we give you praise in advance. Thank you, God. We worship and adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah for deliverance. Hallelujah for your grace and mercy. Hallelujah to your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the plans that you have for us. Strengthen us as a whole to submit to your perfect will. And we know that you don't make mistakes. Now, God, as you look, Lord God, we ask you to look on the bereaved everywhere and comfort their hearts. Lord, do for them that no other can do. We thank you for Dr. Carrie. Lord, continue to keep and bless her in her endeavors to get your word out to your people. Look on the listeners, Lord, one by one, name by name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio, where your host is Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And filling in on this week is your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers. Tune in on next week, same time, and hear another exciting lesson. Enjoy the remainder of your day, and Godspeed.